Back on the Runs, the postgame show this afternoon, a victorious Mitchell Lady Tigers bunch celebrating in the locker room. Let's get the microphone in the hands of the head man, Torrey Schwartz, a 53-36 win. Mitchell dominated from the start of the second quarter on, and coach, first program, first state tournament win in program history, and the team was outstanding today.
They did a phenomenal job, Chris. They just, you know, I think you could see in that first quarter some jitters and some things, and they stayed the course, kept their composure. You know, Pierce came out and played hard like we knew they would. They're a good team. And just stayed the course and then started playing Mitchell basketball after that and did a really fine job.
Yeah, I had you for 7 first quarter turnovers, but you cleaned it up pretty quickly, unofficially only 2 in the second quarter, and your press really ran them ragged. I had them for 13 turnovers in the first half and much less getting a clean look. They struggled to get the ball across half court.
Yeah, you know, and you know, Chris, you've seen us play, and that's our MO, and it, you know, we don't have to get easy buckets out of it, but if we're getting turnovers, They can lead to, you know, buckets in the half court, and that's what we want. And that's what we've done all season, and today wasn't any different. I don't know if we'll be able to do it again tomorrow, but we'll sure give it our best shot.
And I'll tell you what, your big girl, Kiana, played really well both ends of the court. Saw her fighting over to keep entry passes from coming into the paint, working hard on the offensive glass, and she was decisive when she caught the ball in the paint. If you get this kind of play from her moving forward, you're going to be really tough.
Right, and you know, that's a lot of stuff that we rep this week in practice. You know, we studied film hard on Pierce and really worked on how we were going to play the big girl and how we were going to play 32, and that we couldn't let 12 have any open looks and things like that, and the girls really executed very well.
And then you were pretty decisive to start the fourth quarter with the big lead. It looked like you went to the four corners right away, took the air out of the basketball, and the girls really stayed patient and did a good job with it.
Right, yeah, And that's what we talked about. You know, we talked about how we need to preserve the possession to be productive in the possession. And that's so important where, you know, we're not making bad passes. We're not taking the first easy shot that we get. That's what they want us to do. And we were able to stay disciplined down the stretch, and that was huge for us.
What was the locker room like?
Well, that's why I called that timeout late. I had to tell the girls, I said, we're not celebrating until we get it to the locker room. And, you know, we acted like idiots in the locker room, but you know, that's what you do, you know, so it was fun.
Nothing like this feeling. You get a win, now you get to get dialed into this next game with SCOTUS and Wahoo. You got a state semifinal to play tomorrow, Coach. Yeah. How's that sound?
You know, I had butterflies in my stomach this morning. I don't know how I'm going to wake up tomorrow, but, you know, we'll just take it one game at a time, and we're going to stay and watch these two teams play and do some scouting and some game planning, hopefully, and hopefully come back and get after them tomorrow.
Coach, better to wake up tomorrow with a big one on tap than to be heading home. And you get 3 games in here. Congratulations on a momentous day for Mitchell girls basketball. Enjoy it with your team, your dad, your assistant staff, and the community. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks a bunch, Chris.
You bet.
It.
Final score, a big win for Mitchell, 53-36. Visiting with Mitchell head girls basketball coach Torrey Schwartz, kind enough to head over for some postgame coaches' comments here on the Runs the Postgame Show.